Of course, it's very disappointing. I thought her performance was probably lacking a bit of intensity, maybe. Last 15 minutes, I know we kind of clawed the scoreline back a wee bit, but game was probably beyond our reach at that stage. But we go again. It's not the first time we've suffered defeat in group stages of a championship. And look, we had a few lads there coming back today. It's their first game in a lot of months. And look, we regroup during the weekend and we go again on Tuesday evening.
What do you say about the start that you made tonight? You were 2-2 to no score down after 5 minutes. Was that a source of disappointment?
It was, yeah. Like we said, you know, going out that we try and keep it tight, and like to hit us for 2-2 in the first couple of minutes, like was a killer blow for us. It's a long way back then from 8 points down, but look, we stuck at it. Look, I'm just disappointed, obviously, but we stuck at it and we go again, as I said, on training on Tuesday evening, and we try and fix our problems.
Yeah. What are the positives you will take from tonight in terms of that performance?
We stayed right going till the end. I think we scored 5 points in the last 15 minutes. Look, the positives that lads have got game time behind them now going into the Leitrim Gales game. Look, we stuck at it. We're an honest footballing team. We stay going to the end and... look, as I said, we'll regroup and go at it again on Tuesday.
Yeah, I suppose the format of this campaign, a loss isn't the end of the world in the group stages, and you'll still more than likely be in the knockout stages. So in terms of building for the rest of the campaign, now, where are the big areas you'll be looking to improve on?
Listen, we have to tighten up our defence a fair bit. Get men getting isolated inside. I suppose, look, we'll have to look at that and try and fix it, and I suppose our work rate has to be upped a bit as well, but look, we've a full week to work on that, and we will do.